Bring your man.
Okay. Now, you got pin on young boy. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, boy.
And you were born?
I was born about 4 miles from right here, southeastern Octavial County. You know how to spell Octavial?
No, sir.
O-K-T-I-B-B-E-H-A.
Did that lightning, when it hit last night, did it?
No, this happened a week ago this afternoon. This lightning did.
Were y'all in, or?
I was laying there on the bed, and the TV tower was right outside that wall right there. It hit that tower, and then it ran down the guy was, and busted that brick off the corner right there, and broke that window out.
This looks like a new house, too.
Only 2 years old. The man that's here doing this repair work is the man that built it.
So you live about 4 miles from here?
I was born about 4 miles from here.
Yes, sir.
I was born about 4 miles from here.
What do they call this community?
Well, really where I live is about halfway between the community of Oktoc, O-K-T-O-C, and Sessums, S-E-S-S-U-M-S.
Yes.
And more specifically, there was a Baptist church set right out here. You came across that cattle guard right there. There's a couple posts there that I marked. I mean, put there to protect the marker that's there. But the Baptist church set there from 1835 to 1945.
Wow, that's a long time.
And actually, my wife and myself say we're going try to figure out some way to name our farm and using the word or the name Sessums, not Sessum, but Salem in it, but it's old Salem Baptist Church. And we never have done it because.
Yes, sir.
Well, we just hadn't done it, period. I don't know.
Can you tell me a little about when you were coming up here and.
Well, actually, somebody asked me a few days ago about the size of the stall when I was a boy. Actually, my father moved our family from down here to Starville. He ran the lumber company and it's what's now Van Landingham Lumber Company.
Yes, sir.
Of course, at that time, it was just a lumber yard, so to speak, and a planer mill and a coal yard. Well, that's before we had natural gas installed.
Yes.
And so.
Your family?
Well, actually, there were 9 children born, but one child died 15 months or something like that old, and she died four or five years before I was born. So there's 8 of us children.
I see. Your father, you said, was he born here?
No, my father was born in upstate New York and moved here. Well, he moved from upstate New York in 80 to Kansas, and then he moved from Kansas here in 88.
He was a young man when he went to Kansas, sir?
He was born in 62. Well, he was 18 years old and went to Kansas. And went there in 80 and came here in 88.
Did he meet your mother here? Or?
My mother was born in 80, about 2 miles from where we are right now.
Yes, sir.
Maybe 3 miles from where we are right now.
Was he a farmer? Or?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. My father farmed and cattle and dairy. One of the interesting things about my father is that he dairied and way before they had a creamery or anything of that kind, he used to make butter and sell it. And he had a treadmill that he put a bull in that turned the churn. And he even shipped butter to Birmingham at one time. And also at one time where the hotel is in Starkville now, he used to run